Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for Thursday, August 28, 2008. Israeli military forces invaded West Bank cities and kidnapped 16 civilians. Meanwhile, Egypt promises Gaza border crossing reopened before Ramadan. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli military forces invaded the West Bank cities of Nablus, Tul Karim, Hebron, Bethlehem, and Jenin and Tubas on Thursday morning, kidnapping 16 civilians. A number of Israeli military vehicles invaded Nablus, shooting gunfire and concussion grenades in residential areas. Soldiers surrounded a number of houses and harassed civilians by throwing sound bombs for over 2 hours. Troops invaded students' dorms in the city and kidnapped 6 college students and took them to an undisclosed location after ransacking their dorms. A group of Israeli settlers set a construction workshop on fire on Thursday morning in Burin village near the south of the West Bank city of Nablus. Eyewitnesses said the settlers from the nearby Braka settlement poured gasoline at the building workshop equipments and set them on fire, burning most of the tools and equipment. However, no casualties were reported. In the meantime, Israeli soldiers invaded Tul Karim at dawn, backed by military vehicles. Troops launched a wide-scale search campaign throughout several houses using police dogs, confiscated computers and other belongings. Troops kidnapped 4 civilians from Saleh family after ransacking their place and confiscating money and personal computers. They were all taken to an unknown destination. In Hebron, Israeli troops raided the residence of Al-Najjar family located near the separation wall on the city's lands. Troops kidnapped 5 family members and took them to a disclosed location. In Bethlehem, troops surrounded the residence of Ala Abrijiya, 35. Troops ransacked his place, leaving damages before seizing him to an undisclosed destination. Also in Bethlehem, troops invaded Al-Ihsan Medical Center, destroyed and confiscated equipment, local sources said, adding that Israeli troops invaded the center earlier in the month and kidnapped some of the medics. Moreover, in Jenin, troops invaded the city, lobbing gunfire and sound bombs arbitrarily. Troops harassed civilians by searching a number of homes belonging to Abed family. Israeli soldiers also invaded the nearby Kufur Dan and Bir Basha villages. Troops deployed in several neighborhoods and shot sound bombs, but no kidnappings were reported. In Tubas, troops centered in several streets and restricted the movement of civilians as they checked the passengers' ID cards and driving licenses. Troops also shot sound and light bombs randomly in the city's streets. In the meantime, Egypt said it will reopen the Rafah crossing with the Gaza Strip on Saturday and Sunday in order to end the plight of 200 Egyptians stranded in the Gaza Strip for the past 7 months, media outlets reported today. After successfully breaking the siege on Gaza via sea on Saturday, the free Gaza boats were slated to leave at 2 p.m. instead of the previously slated morning departure. 7 Palestinians who have previously been denied exit visas will be leaving with them. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and Rola Shahman.